You're listening to the FQXI podcast. There's a lot of excitement about the Bicep 2 result amongst cosmologists, but there's also some caution as people wait to see what other independent data, such as that collected by the Planck telescope, will show. I recently spoke with João Magejo, a cosmologist at Imperial College London, who is, shall we say, ultra-sceptical about the finding. Here's what he had to say.
My major concern at the moment is that the Bicep results might really be galactic contamination, in which case we're making a huge fuss about nothing. And just that we have this thing in front of us. We are inside the galaxy. We can't help it. And we're making observations which are contaminated by the galaxy. And it's very difficult to subtract this junk. They are subtracting it carefully. I'm not saying they're making a mistake deliberately or even just, you know, from carelessness. But these things could really change. Also, these results could be seen as inconsistent with Planck, for example. I wouldn't say they have to be, but you have to bend backwards to make the two things fit. So what will be interesting is in the next few months to see what the Planck team has got to say about this. And until we sort that out, I think it's premature to announce that this is actually gravity waves.
And so when you talk about this tension with the Planck results, you know, what exactly are you referring to?
Well, Planck data is temperature data. All it is observe the temperature of the radiation, the cosmic radiation, whereas Bicep data is about polarization. And Planck will have a polarization data set coming through in the next few months, hopefully. On the other hand, there are implications about gravity waves already from the temperature data set in Planck. And given, again, being really minimalistic about the model, given what Bicep 2 saw, Planck should have seen it as well in the temperature already. And in fact, one of the implications of the Planck results was that if gravity waves were present, they would have to be at a very low level. In fact, lower than what has been seen. So when I say people have to bend backwards, I mean, of course, it's very contrived. Maybe the universe is very contrived. And maybe this is what this tension is telling us. But I think we should wait and see the polarization data from Planck before we start getting very, very worried about it.
So I guess, you know, taking it at face value, it is an exciting result. And well, it's been said that it's kind of a confirmation or even a verification of inflation. So can you talk a little bit about that?
I think what has happened is just complete proven evidence of the basic scientific dishonesty of inflation. Because Planck results said gravity waves exist at a very low value, this was paraded as evidence for inflation. Now they're very high, there's a lot of gravity waves, this is paraded as evidence for inflation. Any observation and you'd say it's evidence for inflation. Now we have a very poignant demonstration of that. So whatever had been seen, people would come out and be hysterical about the evidence for inflation, which means this is obviously evidence against inflation altogether. And this is my point of view on this matter.
Okay, that's quite a controversial point of view, or is it? Or are lots of people sort of thinking that way?
This is a sociological statement saying this is controversial. And if you just abstract from all the hype and all the sociology, the evidence for inflation has to be degraded from the fact that there are so many models. If you cannot disprove inflation, you cannot prove it either.
Of course, Magejo has worked on alternatives to inflation theory. You can hear about one of those, the idea that light broke its own speed limit by traveling faster in the early universe, in our podcast episode from September 2012.
Some simple versions of Magejo's varying speed of light model would be ruled out by the current Bicep 2 results, as would other popular alternative models to inflation, such as the cyclic universe model proposed by Paul Steinhardt and Neil Turok, which states that the universe went through a cycle of big bangs and big crunches. But other alternatives could survive, including string gas cosmology, which investigates the evolution of the very early universe in terms of string theory. Another alternative model, which is compatible with the discovery of gravitational waves, and which Magejo has also had a hand in developing, is charmingly dubbed the rainbow gravity model. This suggests that gravity splits light like a prism, and light's constituent colours travel along different paths in space-time. Here's Magejo again.
So there's a bunch of models, alternative models, which should be ruled out by the BICEP2 result, and you should state this very clearly. In addition, there are alternative models to inflation, which do predict gravity waves. So, for example, string gas cosmology predicts gravity waves and predicts very specific things about gravity waves, not just that they exist. If you take varying speed of light theories based on what we call rainbow gravity, the idea that different colors move at different speeds, then BICEP result just means that the speed of gravity at very high energies is about 40 times the speed of light, and you can actually adjust that to predict those values or the observed values. So it's a wait and see, and I think it's great that these alternative theories are so specific about what they predict, because it means if the results really survive scrutiny, then these theories are dead. If they don't, well, they're alive, and much better than inflation, I should think.
Thank you to João Magaggio there for giving us an alternative take on the BICEP2 announcement.
We're also linking to articles about the possibility that the BICEP2 signal isn't actually from primordial gravitational waves, but from other sources, such as radio loops, radio emission possibly from ancient supernovae. And there's a bit more about gravity rainbow theories, too, on the website www.fqxi.org/community/podcast.